Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Gentenbian. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cotton Pippen. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Cotton Pippen. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Joe Gentenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentenbian hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Moses reaches second base with a double. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bijma moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bijma scores. Quell moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe strikes out on a pitch way out of the strike zone. And the ball gets by Hayes, who chases it to the backstop. Radcliffe reaches first on the wild pitch. There goes Quell. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Quell scores. Radcliffe moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler misplays the ball. That's an error on Ambler. Radcliffe scores. Appling moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gentenbian fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gentenbian. Appling scores. Krivic moves to third. Owen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Krivic scores. Owen moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bijma hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses, who is chasing the ball. Bijma reaches third base with a triple. Owen scores. Tresh goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-0, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gantenbien can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bijma scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 8-1, White Sox. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 8-2, White Sox. Cotton Pippen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pippen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman scores. Nagel moves to second. One out. It's 8-3, White Sox. Joe Gantenbien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbien is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantenbien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nagel scores. It's 8-4, White Sox. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0-for-1 in the game. Etten hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bijma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe, who is chasing the ball. Hayes reaches third base with a triple. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nagel hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, White Sox. Cotton Pippen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pippen is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pippen hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons strikes out. One out. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Bijma hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Walker reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantenbian strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen juggles the ball. That's an error on Owen. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ambler strikes out. Two outs. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0-for-2 in the game. Etten hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman, who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 10-5, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pippen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma misplays the ball. That's an error on Bijma. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bijma is hit by the pitch. Lyons moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. Lyons moves to third. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards right. Moses fields it and throws to second to catch QL for the out. Lyons scores. Two outs. It's 11-5, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Cotton Pippen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pippen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pippen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Gantenbein moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Gantenbein moves to third. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ambler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantenbein scores. It's 11-6, White Sox. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0 for 3 in the game. Etten hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Tresh moves to second. It's 12-6, White Sox. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Nagel hits a fly ball towards center. Krivic catches it and throws to second to double up Hayes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob McNamara now playing third base. Roy Parmley now pitching. Dario Lodigiani now playing second base. Skeeter Newsom now playing shortstop. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Walker reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Walker steals third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walker scores. It's 13-6, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Johnson throws the ball into McNamara, who tags Krivic trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 14-6, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Parmalee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmalee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNamara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-4 in the game. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Etten moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Etten moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Bob McNamara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNamara hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. McNamara reaches second base with a double. Etten scores. Hayes scores. Chapman goes all the way around to score. It's 14-9 to White Sox. D. Miles pinch hits for Roy Parmley. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 14, and Philadelphia Athletics, 9. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.